Accidental and Incidental. Written by the Lady Scribe. Read by Raven. Summary. This is what Darcy gets for playing pranks with the assistance of national icons. Darcy wakes up in the most comfortable bed she has ever slept in. She untangles herself from the blankets, careful not to jostle Steve where he's snoring gently beside her. She reaches for her phone on the end table to check messages and emails. There are 22 missed calls. 8 of them from Clint, 3 from Jane, 1 from her mom. 31 text messages, at least 2 from her cousin in Peoria, and 14 Google alerts for her name. Darcy taps on the Google alerts first. The first is for a Darcy Lewis, male, 47 accountant, arrested for drunk driving in Cleveland. The second through ninth are all variations on the same theme. Darcy Lewis, female, 24, occupation unknown, identified as the woman seen in the company of one Steve Rogers, male, 26 or 96, depending on your math, superhero, in New York last night. While Darcy's not totally happy about making alerts, it's not the end of the world. Alerts 10 through 13 are about the Darcy Lewis shipping vessel, 32 ship, sinking off the coast of Florida. It's the 14th alert that makes Darcy's stomach drop. It's from TMZ. The title reads, "Captain Virginal, no more." Below the screaming headline is a cell phone shot of Darcy on the steps of Times Square, Steve down on one knee, ring in his hand. "Oh, fuck me," Darcy says, and she turns to wake Steve up, the missed calls and texts forgotten. "Maybe we should back up, start from the beginning." It was supposed to be a joke. It was not supposed to actually happen. Well, it was supposed to happen, but this wasn't supposed to be for public consumption. This is what Darcy gets for playing pranks with the assistance of national icons. She tries to explain this to her mom, who says, "He's the one you brought home at Thanksgiving, right? Or was that Tony? I can't keep any of them straight." "Thor, Mom. Thor came to Thanksgiving dinner. Thor and Jane, remember?" Jane has no sympathy. "You should have known better, Darcy." Clint just laughs and laughs and laughs. The end. Thank you for listening.